Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 55. Sorry, actually, the number 56, The Standing Desk. So, for today's episode, I thought I'd do a slightly different episode. It's semi-technical in that if you have yourself a desk and you've been thinking about getting a standing desk for health reasons, you don't like sitting around, or if you're like me, we're doing a little bit of office reorganization at work, and I was asked if I wanted a standing desk, so I was thinking, well, what are the ups and downs of actually getting such a thing? So the general consensus for what I heard, or what I was able to do my, you know, high advanced Google research, that's in total sarcasm, in that I'm not a doctor, I'm not a physical therapist, so this is just my opinion of it, but I found that the health benefits are actually pretty good, depending on your condition, of course. So things like, you have general health benefits for working at a standing desk, because you are burning extra calories depending on your height, weight, body type, all of that stuff, so that can always vary. And then you get increased metabolism, because rather than just sitting for after lunch or after breakfast, you're standing, you're walking around, you're probably moving a little bit more, so your mobility increases as well. So rather than just sitting around, you get that extra movement. I did find, and then basically this was just general research, but then I thought, well, this is all very positive stuff. Is there any downside? Which I didn't find too many things, but they said things like it may not be good for your veins if you're standing all day long every day and not taking breaks in the middle. So like if you're not sitting for a little bit in between, or if you don't sit at all and the only time you sit is, let's say, when you're on your drive home or at the end of the day when you're watching TV or something, then it may not be good. It may affect your, or it may be detrimental in the longer term, so you do need to take breaks. So much like taking your eyes off of your computer screen after a short period of time or after some time of work, you should also, I guess, take a sitting break as well. Like, especially, let's say, during lunch, you might want to sit as well for a little bit and take a break just to give your body a chance to relax and take it easy. And then they say that, let's say you've, for whatever various reasons, you have trouble standing for extended periods of time, then it may be that you may need to work yourself into a standing desk. So you may need to start out by, let's say, standing for 5 minutes a day at a time, or let's say 2 minutes or 10 minutes. So standing and working for short periods of time, so let's say while you're filing or doing various paperwork, or you're on the phone and not using your computer, then try standing for a little bit at a time as well and seeing how well that works. I did see, or doing a Google search for a standing desk, there's two ways to go as well. There's one that's a permanent standing desk, so it's a full-on desk where you do have to stand. But then you can also do a modification to an existing desk where you add a structure, basically a pole and mounts for your monitor and keyboard. So you can modify an existing desk to become a standing desk. I think it looked like a couple of models you were able to increase and decrease the height of it. So let's say you do want to move to a standing desk but want to get used to it and work your way into it, then you can adjust the height of that standing desk, or the pseudo standing desk. That way you can, you know, work between sitting for a little while and standing for a little while throughout your day. So even if you want to stand in the morning and sit in the afternoon or vice versa, then those are all available while you get used to the standing desk situation. So that's really all I wanted to cover there. It's one of those things where I think I'm actually going to go with the standing desk, just because lately I haven't had as much time to go to the gym. I don't go in the morning, obviously I don't go as much in the evening. I go when I can, but I'd rather stand. So it's just, if it makes me feel better, and it's easier just to be more mobile and move around that way as well. So just something to think about. And while you're in the mood for getting a standing desk, you may be saying to yourself, well, you know, I want to get a new computer as well. And that's where our friends at Puget Systems come in. That's P-U-G-E-T. They let you build your own system, so you can build a system to suit your needs. So whether you have a sitting desk, standing desk, or want something for video editing, photo editing, anything like that, they have all sorts of different options available to you, or for you, so you can get the system that you want. And when you visit geek-io.com/PUGET, it'll show your support for This Working Droid and the Geek.io network of shows. So be sure to visit them the next time you're in the mood to get a custom-built computer. and show them your support for the network. That's geek-io.com/Puget, and we thank them for their support. So with that brings us to the end of this particular episode of This Working Droid. So if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And of course, if you want to use our online contact form, you can visit geek-io.com and use that form as well and check out other shows on the network as well. And I forgot to mention during the episode, but the couple of the links that I use for references will be in the show notes, so you can check them out as well if you want to get your research started on a standing desk as well. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.